the things of the Spirit tonight. Amen. You know, in the Holy Ghost meeting, in the believers meeting, Holy Ghost meeting, we have demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. We call them the things of the Spirit in demonstration. And the sick and heal. We have utterances. We also have the ministry of laying on of hands. You know, there's the laying on of hands for the sick, and then they recover. Mark 16:18, where you lay hands on the sick, and you minister healing. Also, there is the laying on of hands that is not about healing, and is also consistent in the scriptures. You discover that Moses laid hands on Joshua, and the Bible says that he was full of wisdom. That's in the Old Covenant. And then you notice again that Jesus laid hands on the sick a couple of times, and then he also laid hands to just bless. But in the book of Acts, something different happened in Acts 8. Actually, Acts 6 first, when the deacons were chosen, and then the apostles prayed and laid hands on them. And as they laid hands on them, you know, before then, you read about Stephen, Philip, and the seven of them. Then suddenly we now heard that Philip, who before then was full of the Holy Ghost, which is usually for utterances. Now, he's recorded in verse 8, he now began to do mighty wonders. Mighty wonders. Miracles and wonders. Because the laying on of hands is like partaking of the grace on the person that lays hands on you. Now, it doesn't mean the person gives something to you, literally. But you share in what he does. I'll tell you in a moment. In the book of Acts again, in 13, precisely, before 13 it was 8, when Peter and John came down to Samaria and they laid hands. And Simon, the sorcerer, why do you still call him sorcerer? He was already a Christian, right? Brother Simon, the ex-sorcerer. It was like that for 1 Corinthians 5, I said Corinthian fornicator. He laid hands. And then he said that by the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He saw something supernatural. He recognized it. But he had to monetize it, so Peter gave him a strong rebuke. But in Acts chapter 9, you see, we are counting laying on hands now. We've spoken to Acts 6. We've gone to Acts 8. Now in Acts chapter 9, Paul was in a trance. And Ananias laid hands on him. And the scales fell off. And he was full of the Holy Ghost. So we have seen Acts 6, Acts 8, Acts 9 in the same sequence. Then Acts 13. Acts 13, verse 2. The Holy Ghost says, separating Barnabas and Saul, that's an utterance, for the work I have called them. That means before then they were prophets and teachers, but they had not been affirmed in what he had called them. And as he done that, as they did that, the Bible says in verse 4, just like Pastor Wally said earlier, that they've been sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Now, when you say the Holy Ghost said, it's a man who uttered it. Alright? Because when we say Holy Ghost, it's what he does through men. Is that clear? We do Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Alright. So he laid hands. Very consistent. Consistently. And then we now discovered that when Paul wrote to Timothy, I always take those letters seriously. In 1 Timothy 4:14, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee. He says, which was given thee by prophecy, then he says, by the laying on of hands of the elders. He said that in the first letter. Then again in the second letter, he says, stir up the gifts which is in thee. By the putting on of my hands. So, Timothy had hands laid on him more than once. So, it was an important instruction for him to take note and notice of the ministry of laying on of hands. Particularly when people stand in offices, when you honor a person and is your pastor, if you're a pastor, for example, learn to lay hands on people in your church often. Because it's your office. And if you honor someone, desire the person to minister to you by laying on hands. Things that can be passed by Bible teaching are transmitted by laying on hands. A few years ago, years more than 20, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to me and he said that you lay hands on people. And when I do, a lot of people will discover their place in the body of Christ. And I started that years ago. And I have testimonies of that in different parts of the world. I lay hands on people. And then they tell me, I just start sensing serving God more. Started sensing walking in the ministry. And some will tell you, they just began to function in the things of the Spirit more. Sometimes I didn't see anything, I just laid hands. And you see, that's an office. And that office is functional tonight. As we lay hands, you begin to, things will open up. And things will happen to different people differently. It's not the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As we lay hands, you pray in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, you receive. We sang the song. Hallelujah. Let me play for me. You will sing my song. I can see him. I see him. I love the song. The song makes me ginger. You may not like the lyrics. Me, I like it. Hallelujah. You know, as a minister, you must focus on yourself when you want to minister. If I have Holy Ghost meetings, and some of them were in my protocol team, notice, I listen to Brother Hagin. Sometimes I know I'm not even hearing what he's saying. It's just to have him around me. It works for me. It's worked for me for over 25 years. So when I sing that song, you may not like it, but that's my song. You understand it? Learn how to flow with the Spirit of God in your ministry. I can see it. Let's stand to our feet, everybody. Let's just worship the Father.